Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'll be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know. Tell him I'm next. Tell him you find a little something too fresh, I know.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and a person. Finally, a live person sitting across from me. It's been over a month, but she's finally here. Welcome to the Q Morning Show, Alyssa Rose.
We got horns and everything. Thank you. Feels so good to be home.
What an introduction. Yes, I spent, 99 cents probably.
I feel so honored.
At Party City.
Wow. You really want the extra mile.
I'll just put that right there. Yeah, I invested in those horns a long time ago. I knew they would come in handy again.
Yeah, there you go.
So Alyssa is here. And here's what we can tell you about Alyssa right now. Because I'm going to fall under this trap of, I'm going to want to talk about you and tell everybody everything about you.
Ooh.
In the first day. And okay. I know we don't have to do that. Right? There's plenty of time. You're here. You're going to be here all day. You're going to be here tomorrow and Friday and for the next few weeks and for the next few months. And it's like, we'll get to that. And I just feel this overwhelming urge to just start talking, telling everybody about you and everything that I know.
Well, what do you know?
Well, let's start with this. Alyssa is a graduate of high school.
Yes, and also...
Well, tell us what high school, though.
Oh, I'm from Brunswick. Went to Brunswick High School, class of 2011.
Class of 2011. Okay, and then after that, she went to Kent State.
Good old Kent State.
Alyssa and I have this in common, where we are both Kent State graduates. And I'm afraid that this show is going to turn into... There's going to be a lot of inside stories about Kent State, I believe, on this show.
There very well may be.
Yeah.
I still love Kent State.
This is going to be a very pro-Kent State show.
Exactly.
And also, we have a picture of Alyssa up on our Instagram right now, at the Q Morning Show. The first picture of Alyssa is up there. Also, you can follow her on Instagram as well. And if you scroll over to her Instagram, which I have, in Alyssa's bio, it says, "You are the happiest sad girl you'll ever meet."
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? How are you the happiest sad girl?
Well, first of all, it is a lyric. I have to give credit where credit is due. Her name is Lights. She's like my favorite artist of all time.
Lights?
Her name is Lights. And so that also segues into, like I said, I graduated high school in 2011. So had a big emo phase.
Okay.
And never really left it. It still sticks with me.
Did Lights have a big career? Does she still have a big career?
To me.
Okay.
To me, she seriously is like my favorite artist. She definitely, I think, like stuck more in like the emo indie crowd.
Is it L-I-G-H-T-S or is it L-Y-T? Okay. So that's Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not familiar with Lights.
Don't worry. We'll get you caught up.
So whatever song that she came up with, the happiest sad girl you'll ever meet, that is you.
That is me. I'm very happy, like usually all the time. But I still love going to like emo nights. Uh-huh. And yes, there is one here in Cleveland. I already checked.
Where is emo night?
I'm honestly not totally sure where it's at here, but they just play emo music. It's basically like an 80s night for millennials. It's great.
Like at a certain, like at a bar, club?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's usually at a bar. Everybody's drinking, having a good time, singing their favorite songs. And we all just know that we had this phase together where we wore like really dark black eyeliner and went to Hot Topic all the time.
So do you already have all this played out? Like, because Alyssa's only been in town since Sunday night, like late Sunday night. She rolled into town. Previously living in San Diego, mm-hmm. of which we're going to talk. We'll talk about your move coming up a little bit later on this morning and get more details into that. But as you, so you've really only been in town for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like mapping out things? Like you're like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. This particular night, I want to go here. Like, are you doing that right now?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So like I'm about to move into an apartment downtown on Saturday, which means Cinco de Mayo is Sunday, and that day is all mine. So I'm already mapping that out.
Yeah.
I deserve a margarita, maybe five. we'll see.
I think there's plenty of places in downtown Cleveland that you can find that on Cinco de Mayo as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I really have never lived in Cleveland as like a full-grown adult. I left at 23.
Yeah. I'm jealous of you that you're going to do that.
I'm really excited. I'm not going to lie. I'd be jealous too.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. She's moving, physically moving to downtown Cleveland this weekend. Where are you staying in the meantime? Like this week, are you in a hotel or where are you?
I'm in the burbs. I am in Strongsville, staying with my dad.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he must be very happy though to have you here.
Oh, yeah. Everybody is stoked, myself included.
Yeah.
And I got here. Monday was beautiful. That was my first day here. And I was like, this is why. This is why I did that drive that was like way too long, but it was worth it.
Okay, let's get into that this morning as well. Like I said, I just want to talk about everything this morning as it's Alyssa's return to Cleveland and as she gets acclimated back to living here and joining the Q Morning Show. So there's lots to get into, but here's what you need to know. It's Bill and Alyssa. We are the Q Morning Show on Q104. Thanks for being here.
Q104 and...
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan and Alyssa Rose. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa joins the Q Morning Show this morning. She is a Cleveland native, and she left Cleveland. When did you leave Cleveland?
I left in 2016, so it's been a minute.
And where did you go?
San Diego.
If there's only one thing that you learn about Alyssa today, it's that she moved to the beautiful beaches of San Diego, California. One of the most beautiful cities in the world, I think.
America's finest city, as it's dubbed.
Who calls it America's finest city?
That's just the nickname for it.
I'm not disagreeing. I've been there a few times. It's a very fine city. I just didn't know that we called it America's finest city.
I didn't know that either till I got there. So it might just be like a thing that they came up with. I'm not sure.
They adopted America's finest city, and they're calling themselves that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's other cities that would like to be included.
I mean, we could go with that for Cleveland.
America's finest city?
America's finest city. I think that should be the new slogan.
See, we feel that way, but there's many other people across the country that aren't going to go along with that.
Oh,
that's fine. Let them feel that. Let them be in the dark. Let them not know. Let them have to learn about Cleveland on their own.
Oh, I'm so good with that because that means there's no traffic and I'm happy with that.
Right. So Alyssa is now home. She has returned home to Cleveland. How is the move cross country from San Diego to here?
It was long and I saw actual tumbleweeds, like true going across the road.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. I've never seen that in my life.
I've made that trip now a couple times. So I moved cross country from here to Portland, Oregon, and then from Portland to Florida. So I only live on the coast, apparently. and I saw the same thing. Like when you're driving through Wyoming.
Oh, like, yeah. I saw them in Kansas and Oklahoma.
Right.
a whole lot of yonder.
And there's nothing else there. It's yeah, the tumbleweeds going across. Mm-hmm. Like Wyoming, there's really nothing there. Like we could actually sell off that state if we needed to. Like if we had to choose a state.
We definitely could. If one's got to go, I think Wyoming would be a good choice.
Wyoming's up there. But you left, I mean, did everything go, like when I moved cross country, like I wanted to do it like, okay, we're going to get to this city on this night. We're going to stay overnight. We're leaving at this time because I want to be in Cleveland by this date and time. And it was tough because I was traveling with my two sons and my wife and two dogs and just trying to keep everybody on schedule. It was very difficult to do that. We barely made it. Did you find the same thing to be true?
I was a little bit more relaxed with my trip. I have two cats that were riding in the car with me. So we gave them a break. We stopped in Kansas for a couple days. My fiance has family there, so that was nice to just kind of chill out for a second. But no, it was honestly pretty stress-free. We kind of played it by ear. I didn't get hotels along the way until we literally got in the city and was like, okay, we'll get something now. Like,
you didn't get hotel. What did you do? What do you mean?
So I would look for hotels like when we were like ready to stop.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, it's not like you were on Expedia trying to find great hotel deals or anything like that. You were just like gambling. Like, okay, this looks like a nice area. I'm sure that this place has vacancy. I'm going to stop here.
Exactly.
Okay. And then she rolled into to Cleveland. When was it? Sunday night?
Sunday night.
Okay. So a little bit later than you wanted to, but you got here.
But we got here. We did it. We did the dang thing. Made the cross-country trip. The cats are in one piece, and they're happy to be out of the car.
Okay. So as Alyssa tells her story this morning, there's little tidbits that she's dropping that I want to ask. Like, I want to ask you about your cats. And then I wanted to ask you about your relationship status, and Alyssa mentioned fiance.
Fiance.
See, there's a lot to talk about this morning.
I know, there's so many things.
And I want to get to it all right now, but there's time. I don't need to get to it all right now. I got to keep telling myself. Pace myself.
I'll be here.
We've got the entire morning. We've got all day. We've got all this week. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa on Q104.
Somebody say.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. A little bit later on this morning, a chance for you to come and meet us and Alyssa for the first time. You've probably never met me in person before either, but a chance for you to meet the both of us right here at the Q Morning Show in our the Q Lounge. And that's coming up in a few weeks because we're going to host an artist here. His name is Knox. Are you familiar with Knox?
I've listened a little bit. I'm super excited. That's our first Q Lounge that I'm going to be here for.
Yeah, I need to start learning about Knox. I need to what is it when you cram? Cram for Knox. That's what I need to do because before he gets here, I need to know everything about him. But he'll be in our Q Lounge. You can come down here. We'll have food for you and a special performance by Knox. Here is Knox right now, not the 1975. On the Q Morning Show.
Vodka soda and baggy jeans.
Yeah, so Knox will be in our Q Lounge on May 14th, Tuesday, May 14th. And you have a chance to be there, to be there with Alyssa and myself, a chance to win at 7:50 this morning. Right around 7:50, we'll give away passes into the Q Lounge to see Knox. It is the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Alyssa Rose's first day on the Q Morning Show. I wanted to ask you about TikTok. By the way, because we put Alyssa's picture up on the Q Morning Show Instagram at the Q Morning Show. You can find a link to Alyssa's personal Instagram as well to learn more about her. But Alyssa is big on TikTok as well.
Oh, I love TikTok. I spend way too much time on it.
That's your number one social media.
It's my number one. I don't even want to look at my screen time. It's atrocious.
Okay. How many followers on TikTok do you have?
Like 65,000?
65,000 people.
That's not that many for TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. You can go viral really easy on TikTok.
Have you?
Yes. Yes.
And that's how you got all those followers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I mean, you're talking to a guy, I have like 7,000 people following me on Instagram. So when you say 65,000, I'm very impressed by that.
Well, I only have 5,000 on Instagram. It's harder on Instagram.
It is?
Yeah. TikTok is pretty easy because it's really just luck. If you keep posting, you are bound to have a video go viral.
Interesting. Well, I don't even have an account.
Well, that's on you. See, you could have been viral by now, Bill. What are you doing?
I feel like I should not be on TikTok. Although I'm open to having this show have a TikTok. But who's going to make those videos? Not me. I can't make
them. Well, it would have to be you if it's your TikTok. If the show has a TikTok, I mean,
yeah,
I'll go crazy with it.
I'm putting you in charge
of
that.
Yeah, just give me the TikTok.
All right.
I'll handle that.
So if TikTok goes away, what are your thoughts on that? How does that affect you? You would lose your 65,000 followers.
I mean, it's not so much the followers that I'd be upset about. I'd be upset that I would just be sitting in silence for so much of my day because I just brain rot on TikTok for a long time. Like almost every night, I'll just sit there and scroll and scroll and scroll. Most of the music that I listen to, I feel like I find on TikTok also. Yeah. So that would be, I would be really bummed.
I still don't think it's going to happen. And I haven't heard a lot about this in the past few days. The last I heard is that ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, is going to fight it in court, which I anticipated them saying that they're going to try to extend this as long as they possibly can just so they can stay in business. But I think eventually they're going to have to sell. I think that's what's going to happen. So either TikTok is not going away, or even if it does, worst case, TikTok goes away, it's going to be replaced by something else. It always does, right?
When
a social media app goes away, another one is right there to replace it.
I mean, we used to have Vine, and then TikTok came along after that. So there's always something to replace it.
Yeah.
But if you catch me crocheting once TikTok is banned, that's, you know why, because I just have way too much time on my hands because I don't know what I would do. I would have nothing to do with my hands.
All right. So Alyssa's TikTok. What is it? Your handle.
Oh, it's Lyssa.rose. There's three S's in the list. Okay, it's a whole thing. Just go to my Instagram. It's linked in there.
And that is on our Instagram right now, at The Q Morning Show. You can meet Alyssa on our Instagram page this morning. The Q Morning Show. I want to get into your relationship status.
Ooh.
Next. So Alyssa's relationship status on the way. It's The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, The Q Morning Show. We are meeting Alyssa this morning. We are learning about Alyssa. I'm asking her a lot of questions, questions that I already know the answer to, but also we're diving deep. We're going more in depth on some of these. So let's talk about your relationship status.
Okay, I am newly engaged, got a fiance. That word just like I don't like it, so I always kind of have to make fun of it when I say it.
When you say the word fiance?
When I say the word fiance.
It feels weird for you to say it.
It's too fancy.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've had a fiance. I don't remember if I referred to Paula as, oh, this is my fiance, Paula. I don't remember doing that much.
Yeah, it's just like an odd word for me. And I'm also so used to saying boyfriend. And so.
So how long have you had a fiance?
We got engaged in February.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so pretty recent.
A few months ago. And what is the young man's name?
His name is Bryce.
Okay. So is he a native? Because Alyssa just moved back to Cleveland this past Sunday night. She rolled into town. Did you bring your fiance with you?
I did. So he is experiencing Cleveland. He's been to Cleveland before, but he's never really been at this time of year. He usually comes at Christmas. So I'm like, you are getting the best part of Cleveland right now. Like the spring
right.
And like when it's really nice and like sunny and warm and all that stuff. So
yeah,
I'm excited for him to hopefully love Cleveland. I will make him love Cleveland.
Oh.
You don't have a choice. You're going to love Cleveland
over the next few months. Yeah, he's going to fall in love with it. And then, yeah, by the time October, November rolls around, it doesn't matter because he's already going to have a love for the for his new environment.
Yeah,
for sure.
He did bring a two-seater Miata that's going to be really interesting for him to drive in the winter months.
Right.
Also, the kid's never driven in like snow and ice, so yeah. I might have to give him some driving lessons in a parking lot.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty useless by the time the winter months roll. You should just go ahead and just, what would you do? You would put that in a garage somewhere and just, yeah, put a cover over
it? Yeah, like that's a summer car right there.
But he's a native San Diegan?
He is.
Your fiance?
Yep. So this is like the first big move out of state that he's ever done. He went to college in California, Northern California, and has lived in San Diego his whole life.
But you've only been engaged for a few months. Do you want to talk about the engagement? Did you see it coming? Did you know that he was going to propose?
Yeah. So we actually, like, he told me about it. He showed me the ring, like, before. I did not pick it. He did it all himself. But I knew that it was coming. And he wanted to give it to me when it came in the mail. And I literally was in the bathroom with my hair, like, wrapped up in a towel, wet, no makeup. He's like, your ring came. You want it? And I was like, no. Oh, my God. Take me to dinner or something. So I made him take me to dinner.
How does he not know what he's supposed to do next once you get the ring?
Well, we actually, like, specifically waited. And it was sitting on his desk. So I would just see this box. He didn't try to hide it. Like, and I was like, okay, we're going to go to dinner on this night. And then you can give me the ring.
Okay, so you basically gave him a roadmap to how
to
do this.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
Helped him out a little bit.
Were you happy with his proposal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was super cute. We went back to the same place that we had, like, our first kiss, and we, like, walked down there. And so, and he was like, he was like, do I have to get on a knee? And I was like, nah, you're good. And so he just, like, gave it to me.
So you're newly engaged, and now your life is flipped up, turned upside down as you've relocated back to Cleveland. Are you in the process of wedding plans? And are you thinking about that right now? Are you just enjoying being engaged right now?
So sort of. We're not going to do a big wedding. We're going to run off to Vegas and elope.
Okay.
So it's more, I think, like, I wouldn't say wedding planning. It's like Vegas party planning.
Okay.
Because I'm just treating it as like a fun Vegas trip.
But do you have like a timeline in mind? It's like, we want to be married by this time or anything like that? Or are you just kind of going with the flow?
I think we're going to go in like October.
This year?
Yeah, that's the plan.
You're going to get married this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Little White Chapel. Let's
go. Oh my gosh.
Do the drive-through wedding. It's easy.
Yeah. We have so much in common you don't understand. I mean, that's what I did. I eloped in Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, okay. See?
We got a lot to talk about this year.
Are we the same person?
We kind of are.
We might be.
We have a lot, so much in common. It's scary. Like, every time you say something, I want to, like, derail it and tell you my story. But I got to remember that we're on a radio show. We don't have that kind of time. But we've got plenty of time because Alyssa has just joined the show. We've got all day today. We've got the rest of this week. We've got the next few months. We've got all this year to talk about everything that we have in common. Bill and Alyssa on the Q Morning Show.
For a while there, it was rough.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. It's Bill Ryan and Alyssa Rose, who returns to Northeast Ohio.
I feel like LeBron. I'm coming home.
Oh, it's funny that you should mention that. But yeah, she left Cleveland back in 2016 and was living in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning she's back to Cleveland.
I'm back, baby.
And she's on the Q Morning Show. If you want to find out more about Alyssa, there's a picture of her up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show and all of her social media info, her handles right there. So you can find her, follow her, learn more about Alyssa. Let me ask you this question.
All right.
What does it mean for you personally to be home, to come home?
Ugh, it means so much. I'm like, my whole family is here, which is, of course, super excited to be with my family. But it also means that, like, I get to smell grass again. It sounds so stupid, but like that's been the biggest thing I've been excited about is like, I walk outside and I smell grass and I like see trees that are all green and everything is just so green and like growing. And like it's hard to describe.
It's funny you bring that up because you were living in San Diego. Mm-hmm. Now I was there a few times and my recollection of San Diego is green and grass.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Is it a different kind of grass and green here in Northeast Ohio? Now, I was at the time I was living in Phoenix, so there was no grass.
Yeah.
And it was just dirt and brown.
It's very brown in Phoenix. Yeah.
This is a different kind of green.
A different kind of green. And I know that because my allergies have been acting up. So scientifically, it's a different kind of green.
I've seen that. I've seen that yellow stuff on my car.
Yeah.
The pollen is back. Welcome home.
Thank you.
As I mentioned, and you mentioned your family, there are a lot of people happy you are home.
I hope so. I would have really hoped so. I hope nobody's mad about it.
I want to show you right now.
Simply aren't enough words to express how thrilled I am that my beautiful girl is back home where she belongs in Cleveland. You just keep creating that special brand of magic that is Alyssa Rose, and be proud of yourself, babe, because I am proud of you. You are amazing, Alyssa Rose. Congratulations.
Hey, Lizzie. So awesome you're back home. I hope you're having a great first morning show on Cleveland Airwaves. I love you so much, sunshine.
Hi, Lissy. It's Sky. Congratulations on everything. We are so proud of you. We're so pumped that you're back in Cleveland. We missed you so much. And I love you.
Hi, Lissy. It's KK. So happy to have you back in Cleveland, and I can't wait to come home and see you. We're all so, so, so proud of you and love you so much.
Welcome back to Cleveland, Alyssa. Now we have a good morning show to listen to on the way into work.
Hey, Alyssa, it's Tammy. Welcome back to Cleveland. I am so thrilled that you are back in town. Now all of our family functions are going to be that much more fun and special. Congratulations. We're incredibly proud of you. Love you so much. We'll see you soon.
Hi, Alyssa Rose. It's your Aunt Bess. I just wanted to let you know how proud I am of you. It's amazing that you traveled cross-country in your search of your dream, only to find yourself back here safe and sound in Cleveland. I am so happy that you are home, and really, it's appropriate because not only does Cleveland rock, but so do you, sweetheart. I look forward to waking up with you every morning. I love you to the moon and back.
Hi, little one. Well, your seven-year trip to California and back is over. You're home in Cleveland. Good luck on your new job, sweetie. I know the people in Cleveland's going to love you almost as much as I do.
Hi, sweetie. Welcome home. Good luck today. We love you very much. You're home and you're in Ohio. Love you, honey.
Did you recognize some of those voices?
All of them. Are you trying to make me cry this early in the morning?
Yes, that's my goal.
Oh my gosh. That was, oh my gosh. I'm like smiling ear to ear if you can't hear it.
Who were some of those people?
Like literally my whole family. You got pretty much my whole family. So I have my mom, my dad, my stepmom, both of my sisters, my grandparents, my Aunt Beth. And oh
I found
gosh.
Aunt Beth.
You found Aunt Beth. She's like an avid listener. She listens all the time. She was so stoked.
You know who's going to be mad this morning?
No.
Is your second cousin, John. Because he got in touch with me yesterday, but I had already put all that together.
So what?
We couldn't get your second cousin, John, into the montage. It was too late.
Oh, my God. Wow, you're really like, you're doing the most right now.
Also, your grandpa sounds a little bit like Morgan Freeman to me. I don't know. I
could hear that.
When I kept playing the voice over and over, I was like, I think this sounds like Morgan Freeman.
He actually is the one that drove me out to California.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it was like a really big deal. That's why he said my seven-year trip. Because we were like, it's just a little trip.
Now, have you seen all these people since you've been home?
I haven't seen my littlest sister. She's still at Miami.
Okay.
For school.
Miami of Ohio.
Miami of Ohio, mm-hmm. Yes. And I haven't seen my Aunt Beth yet, but I will see her very soon. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be a fun homecoming for Alyssa. She's now on the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Let's get into the things that you missed the most about Northeast Ohio when you were gone? Because you were gone, what, 7 years?
7.5 years.
Okay. That's next. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104, with your chance to win a flyaway to see.
This is Taylor Swift.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Melissa.
Oh, I'll respond to anything that sounds like it. It's fine. It's literally like the second hour.
And I finally screwed up bad.
That's
well,
okay.
The person that was here before you, and you know her, right?
Yeah.
Morgan.
I was a big fan of Morgan.
You guys should meet now that you're in town.
Honestly, I would like love to hang out with her.
Yeah. We can make that happen. I know a guy.
Okay.
We can make that happen for you. So that, I think that's where my brain was going.
Just merge the two.
Morgan, Alyssa.
That's okay. That's a good reason.
And I turned you into Melissa. That's what I was doing.
Like I said, I'll respond to just about anything. So.
Get used to it. This is going to happen over and over and over again for the next, hopefully, few years of your life.
Love that. Yeah, I can't wait. That's going to be great.
What I was trying to say was that Alyssa had her laptop open because she's looking at the Blossom concert calendar. Alyssa has only been in Cleveland for a few days. See, mm-hmm. She's home. She is from here, but she only rolled into to Cleveland on Sunday night. So she's getting reacclimated. She's figuring out, what am I doing this spring and summer? And she's looking at the Blossom concert calendar because I mentioned that Third Eye Blind is going to be there. Anything else grab your attention as you look at the calendar?
Glass Animals. I would love to see Glass Animals. That one is going to be a really good show, too. Also, I see on here, this one's at Rocket Mortgage, AJR.
Yeah.
They're really fun. If you've never seen them live, highly recommend. And I'm trying to think of who else. Kenny Chesney. I do love Kenny Chesney.
So you have an eclectic musical taste.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
And keep you on your toes.
So what did you miss most about Northeast Ohio? Because Alyssa left for San Diego back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And went to San Diego, took a job there. Now she's home. But what did you miss? Because you had the opportunity to come back and visit family.
Mm-hmm.
What did you miss the most, though, about living away from Cleveland?
Like, other than family, of course, that's a given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just take that off the table.
Yeah, take that off the table.
Yeah, family, okay. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
I really missed sports. I missed basketball. I love the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to go to sports games and stuff. And I told you yesterday that the best day of my life was when the Cavs won the 2016 NBA Finals. It was the best night of my life to this day.
You were here for that.
I was downtown and it was insanity in the best way. Every bar ran out of beer except for the casino. And they only had Michelob Ultra. At that point, I was like, I'll take whatever. That's fine.
Because that was on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And so Sunday night was just crazy in Cleveland, right?
It was insane. And I actually, my friend that I was with, we looked at each other and we were like, this is going to be the best night of our life, isn't it? Like, we recognized it in that moment. We had enough self-awareness that we were like, this is incredible. Everybody was so happy. There was just such an energy. So I'm really excited that they're in the playoffs right now, too, with me coming back.
Yeah, last night was a late night.
I know. I heard you were up a little past your bedtime.
It was a great game. I was just hoping that the game wasn't going to go to overtime and... So, yeah, I got to bed like last night at 10:30, 10:40, whenever the game was over. Your experience, though, I mean, you're thinking when the Cavs won the championship, I mean, nobody's working the next day, right? Everybody's going to take the day off of work.
Yeah. No, I worked the next day.
Well, you were in radio.
I was in radio. Yeah. So I was really excited to get on the air and just gush about my Cavs.
I wish things were different. I wish I could go back and recreate that whole thing. Not only because we get to experience another championship in this town, but for me to be here, like, what would that have been like if that would happen now? Like, what would we be doing? Like, we would be doing a show, right? The next morning, it's a Sunday, so then we'd be live doing a show. I mean, we would, yeah.
Honestly,
right?
We would probably just stay up and just come on in.
Yeah.
That would probably, because I think I was out till about 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I didn't get home until like 3 that night.
That's awesome. I really regret missing that. I mean, contrast that with my experience. I was living in Phoenix at the time. And when we won the championship, I mean, I was in tears. I called my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But the next morning when I went to work, nobody even knew.
Yeah, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
That's like, the worst when nobody cares.
Yeah. Oh, did your team win? It's like, yeah, my team won. And it's like, no, I had no one to celebrate
with. And
that's
the end of the conversation. Yeah. That's so sad. I'm so sorry you missed it.
We need that to happen again.
Yeah, let's manifest it. Put it into the world.
There's still a chance. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104. Good morning. Q104. Bill and Alyssa, thanks for being here this morning. 216-474-0104. That's the number to call us, but it's also the same number to text us. Someone texts in, anyone who moves from San Diego to Cleveland can't be all bad.
There we go. I'm telling
you,
Cleveland is a good city. It's not that bad. Have a beer.
But Alyssa is from here. She is a Cleveland native, so she's coming home.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the allure of the sunshine and the 70 degree weather. The perfect weather in San Diego, it had to have been tough to leave at the same time. Or
oh,
no?
Of course.
Oh, it was.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely hard to leave, but I think that the good of Cleveland like outweighed me wanting to come home. It definitely was like, it made sense
right.
In my brain, at least.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
For summer. Like I said, this is the best time of year to get here. I haven't experienced a Cleveland summer in almost 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to be glorious. So take weather out of the equation here. What are you going to miss about San Diego?
I'm going to miss my friends.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to miss my friends. I worked for the hockey team there,
mm-hmm.
and I worked every game, and I loved doing that, too. So I'm going to miss that. Definitely, I'll miss the beach. I didn't go very often. But, oh, and also, I think that maybe people brunch here very often, and I just don't know. Brunch wasn't a thing when I left here, though. And it's very much a thing on the West Coast. Everybody brunches. And I love brunch.
I get the vibe that brunch is a huge deal here.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to fit in just fine.
I don't get to do it as often as I would like because my wife, and you'll meet her, she's very cheap. My wife is very frugal. And so her attitude is always, why do you want to go to brunch when we have all this food at home? Plus, she doesn't like to take the boys to fancy brunches or anything like that. But yeah, the brunch scene here in Cleveland, I think, is right up there with anybody else in the nation.
I'd be lying if I said I haven't looked up places already. I actually had a reservation for this Sunday, but we weren't in town yet, so I had to cancel it.
Oh.
Yeah. I was going to go to Mayhall's for brunch. Okay. I didn't realize that they did brunch. I've been there for like the bar and shows and stuff, but I didn't know they did brunch, and it looks really, really good.
Yeah. I think everybody's doing brunch. So we have, I got to tell you what's going on with Battle of the Burbs.
Okay.
Okay. So Alyssa is not familiar with Battle of the Burbs. Anyone else who listens to the show knows what Battle of the Burbs is. We'll talk about it next. That's after Taylor Swift. It's Q104. Taylor Swift, Post Malone, Fortnite. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa Rose's first day on the Q Morning Show. So here's what's coming up next. Now, I know that we've been talking about this for the past couple of weeks. What are we going to do with Battle of the Burbs? Battle of the Burbs is a game that we've played for a very long time in the Q Morning Show. Here's what we have decided for now. You know how everybody has a game closet at their house?
Yeah.
And all the games are up on the top shelf. What we're going to do is we're going to put Battle of the Burbs back in its box for a while. We're going to put that on the game shelf. We're going to bring down another game. I think over the next couple of weeks, we're going to play a few different games. We're just going to kind of experiment, kind of see what we like, see what we don't like, see what works, see what doesn't work. So not saying that Battle of the Burbs is not coming back. I'm just saying that we're just going to shelf it for a while.
We're just going to try some new things.
And as it's Alyssa's first day and we're meeting Alyssa and we're learning about Alyssa, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie.
I'm going to stump you.
You think so?
I think so.
So that's coming up in about 10 minutes. Two Truths and a Lie with Alyssa. And you can win passes to come down to Q104 on Tuesday, May 14th into our Q Lounge to see Knox.
Do a little meet and greet, some Q&A, get an acoustic performance, and some pizza. You can't beat it.
So that's next on the Q Morning Show.
Wake up!
The Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa.
My morning soundtrack.
The only station I wake up with.
On Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. It's Alyssa's first day on the Q Morning Show. We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. Let's welcome in Amber in North Ridgeville. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to this morning?
Nothing. Just taking my kids to school.
Thank you for having us on. Please say hello to Alyssa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
So the game here is Two Truths and a Lie. Alyssa is going to tell us three fun facts about herself. Amber, you and I are going to play.
Okay.
So we have to guess the lie because one of these fun facts will be untrue. All right? And if you get it right, you will join us to see Knox in our Q Lounge coming up on May 14th.
Sounds good.
All right. Alyssa, whenever you're ready, fun fact number one.
Number one, I was born in South Dakota.
Born in South Dakota. All right, now I got to write these down so I remember. Born in South Dakota. Okay. Two truths and a lie. Fun fact number two.
Number two, I have never been to a Browns game.
Never been to a Browns game. All right, very good. And your number three fun fact.
Third one. My favorite ride at Cedar Point is the Maverick.
Favorite ride at Cedar Point is the Maverick. Okay. All right. So, Cody, two truths and a lie. Alyssa has told us that she was born in San Diego, South Dakota. She's never been to a Browns game, and her favorite ride at Cedar Point is the Maverick. Which of those is the lie?
I'm going with number one because I thought she said earlier that she was born in San Diego.
Okay. I'm gonna take Cody's answer. Or Amber's answer.
Okay, my fiance's name's Cody, so hey.
I know. And I'm psychic. That's how I knew that. I'm gonna take Amber's answer. All right, I also don't think you were born in South Dakota.
You don't?
I don't.
Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Yeah.
I was born in South Dakota.
You were?
I was.
Okay, you're from here, but you were actually born in South Dakota.
I was born in South Dakota, spent like the first year of my life out there, and then came on over back here to Cleveland, because we're from here.
Okay.
My dad was in the Air Force.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Should I tell you which one is the lie, what the other one is true?
Yeah, we need to know. Which one is the lie?
Okay, so the lie is that my favorite ride at Cedar Point is the Maverick. It's my second favorite ride. I told you this was going to be a hard one.
Well, yesterday at lunch, you were wearing a t-shirt with the Raptor on it.
I was.
From Cedar Point, so I assumed that was your favorite ride.
No, the Millennium Force is my all-time
Millennium Force.
Amber, best ride ever.
File away that information. Alyssa's favorite ride at Cedar Point is Millennium Force.
All right.
Listen, Amber, since we both lost and we have these open seats here, you're coming anyway.
Awesome. Thank you.
So Tuesday, May 14th. Get ready to bring a friend and come down to Q104 in the Q Lounge. We're going to watch Knox together.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, very good. We'll play Two Truths and a Lie tomorrow again. It'll be my turn, though, tomorrow.
Ooh, okay. Switch it up.
Q104. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa's first day on the Q Morning Show. I'm reading through the texts here that are coming in. 216-474-0104. Alyssa, welcome to the Morning Show. The show definitely picked a perfect match.
Aw.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's only day number one, but things seem to be going okay already. You seem to be enjoying yourself.
I'm having a great time. I'm over here dancing.
I think we made the perfect choice as well. And so I'm so happy you're here. Cindy is listening in North Olmsted. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to call in and say hello and welcome back home to Cleveland, Alyssa.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sure you're going to enjoy Bill. And he's really great. And he did a good job while you were not there, but
yeah,
it's going to be fun.
It was a really strange month. I'm sorry to interrupt, Cindy. I was going to say it was a strange month being by myself.
Yeah.
So I might be the happiest of all to have Alyssa here this morning.
It's always good to have a good coworker.
I heard he was lonely. So
It was weird. It was just strange to be in this room by myself for like 5-6 hours
mm-hmm.
with nobody to talk to. It was very,
wow.
very lonely experience. What was your question for Alyssa, Cindy?
My question was, are you an East Sider or West Sider?
Ooh.
So I'm really a burb girl, but I would say probably more West Side. That's just recently, not recently, but like my life leading up to this. I'm not against living on the East Side, though.
But wait a minute. You're not going to live on the East Side. You're going to be like right in the middle.
I am. I'm going to live downtown.
Yeah. Alyssa's going to live downtown. But you identify as a West Sider?
I guess. I think. I just always say the burbs.
Right.
I try to say Cleveland and then people are like, oh, like where at? And then I'm like, oh, okay, it's actually the suburbs, but Cleveland sounds cooler. So.
But Alyssa is going to live downtown and very close to the radio station. We're not going to say where, but within walking distance to the radio
yeah,
station.
Yeah, super close.
But living downtown, I'm kind of jealous of you, actually, that you're living downtown. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and it's just not practical for me to live downtown, so that's why I don't do it. But I'm jealous that you're going to do it.
I honestly have always wanted to live downtown, so this is like dream coming true. I'm really excited about it.
I mean, just the vibe of being downtown and the walking distance to to the cool restaurants and
and sports.
I
just walk to the games.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
You can come hang out, have a beer before a Cavs game.
Do you have a spare bedroom?
I actually
in
do.
In that place?
I actually do. Yeah. I have a place for you to crash.
You got the two bedrooms?
It's all yours. Yep.
When do you move in?
We move in on Saturday.
This weekend?
Yeah, this weekend. So, like, we're not wasting any time. Nope. We're getting in there on Saturday and then be ready to go for Cinco de Mayo so I can go out and have some fun.
Do you need help moving this weekend?
Did you really mean that? Like, are you actually asking as if you would be willing to help? Or are you just being polite like a Midwesterner?
I feel it would be nice to offer my services.
But what if I said yes? What if I said, oh my gosh, wow, we have nobody. And then you'd be like, oh crap.
Then I got to do it. If you need help moving on Saturday, I will be there.
I might hit you up.
I've got my oldest son is in a baseball tournament this weekend. So if I can work around that, I'd be more than happy.
If I can work around that, there it is.
Now the disclaimers are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Alyssa's first day on the Q Morning Show. She almost told me a story about an hour ago. And I'm like, no, hold on. I want to hear this story about how she met one of the biggest artists out there right now. It's not Taylor Swift. Just say it right now. I don't want to say it's the biggest artist in the world and then you think it's Taylor Swift. It's not Taylor Swift. But it's another fairly big artist right now. So that story's coming up. It's the Q Morning Show. Glass Animals. That's a band that Alyssa wants to see this summer at Blossom Music Center.
Oh, yeah.
What date is that? I'm sorry to put you on the spot. You probably don't have the Blossom concert calendar in front of you.
Oh, I actually do. It's August 21st.
Oh, there you go. Something to look forward to then this summer. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa's first day on the Q Morning Show. And speaking of bands that we want to see, because occasionally working this job, and it's not as frequent as it used to be, it feels like, but we'll have the opportunity to run into, to meet, to interview one of our favorite artists.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And Alyssa had that opportunity, I guess within the last 6 years?
Yeah. I think it would have been, oh my gosh, I guess like 2018, I think it was.
Okay. It's not Taylor Swift. Now, I had the opportunity to interview Taylor Swift.
You did?
Back in, it must have been 2014 when 1989 came out.
Oh my gosh. I'm so jealous.
And I have no audio of it because.
What? Then it didn't happen.
It was my old show and I have no audio from that show. And I don't feel comfortable asking for it.
Oh.
If that makes sense.
That's a shame.
So I can't prove that I spoke on the phone with Taylor Swift.
I don't know if I believe you, honestly.
All right. Well, now you're forcing me. I may have to ask someone to get me that audio. But Alyssa had the chance to meet, to hang out with, and to interview Billie Eilish.
I did. She was like 16 at the time.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, she was so cool. Like the exact picture of who you think she is.
Mm-hmm.
That's who she is in all the best ways.
I have become a fan of hers in the past few years.
I love her. I'm so excited. She has a new album coming out this month, actually. And yes. I'm so excited.
May 17th. My thing with Billie was, okay, is her music for me? It's probably not for me. So I'm not going to get into this. But then I've seen her live so many times, like at the Grammys and obviously at the Oscars, singing What Was I Made For? And I'm just like, she is incredible. She is so amazing. And now I'm a fan. Now I'm not like into deep cuts or anything like that, but a lot of her songs are in my personal playlists.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be like a deep cut kind of fan, but she is so talented. I've seen her live like in concert, I think like 3 or 4 times and it blows my mind every time. Because it's weird. You wouldn't think that some of her songs are slower. You wouldn't think that it would be like a very hyped up, high energy show, but it really, really is.
It is. So what were your takeaways from meeting her that day?
Well, at the time, like I said, she was 16 and she was very much a 16-year-old, giving her mom a little bit of sass, like every 16-year-old girl does.
Right, because she's underage, so her mom has to be there the entire time.
Her mom was just trying to get her to like order food before she had to go to sound check, and she's like, Mom, I'm doing something. just like every other teenage girl. And I also found out that if she wasn't, you know, a famous artist, she would want to work at Trader Joe's. I told her she still could.
It's her favorite store?
I guess. I told her she still could, that it might just, she might have a really long checkout line. People wanting to come in and meet her.
So you're saying side hustle. You were suggesting that should be your side hustle, because it sounds like, well, you still could, Billy. This whole musical career could just backfire on you.
Oh, no, I'm saying if she just wants to get out of it, if she wants to live a slower life. You know, Trader Joe's is sitting there waiting for her dreams to come true.
Okay. So it wasn't like you should get out of the music industry.
No.
Your career's going to go south quickly, and you're going to be working at Trader Joe's someday.
I would never, but also she, I think, would be very excited about working at Trader Joe's, from what I understood, at least at that time.
Did you get pictures with Billie Eilish?
I did. I'll show you.
Is that on your Instagram?
I believe that it is. She had blue hair at the time, and she actually is only as tall as me. I thought she was taller. She's like 5'1", 5'2".
By the way, if you want to see a picture of Alyssa, she is on our Instagram right now, at the Q Morning Show, and then there's links to Alyssa's Instagram, and then you can find her TikTok. But today is day number one. She's on the Q Morning Show. Alyssa Rose on Q104.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa celebrating Alyssa's first day on the Q Morning Show and a return to Northeast Ohio. Alyssa's making like a list. Like, Excel out right now? You're making a list of things that you want to do now that you're back in Northeast Ohio. She wants to go to this place and that place and this restaurant and that concert.
It's funny that you should say Excel, because it's not an Excel spreadsheet, but I do have a PowerPoint working on. I love making PowerPoints. It's relaxing for me.
Well, when you finish that PowerPoint, please share it with the rest of the class.
I will. I'll present it and everything.
Because we want to know what you're going to be up to this spring and summer now that you're back home. And she's only been in town for a couple of days. She rolled back into town late on Sunday night. Where did you end up going yesterday?
I went to the mall.
The mall!
I think I got gray hair. I feel like I aged 5 years. I was there for like 4 hours.
Which mall did you go to?
South Park in Strongsville.
Ooh, South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact about me in South Park.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure, and I'm dating myself, I know. I'm fairly certain that I was one of the first shoppers at South Park when it first opened up. I think this was 1996.
I was going to say, when even was that? Because it's always been there for me. I've never known a world without South Park Mall being there.
So I was living in Kent, and the girl that I was dating at the time was from Strongsville.
Uh-huh.
And she was so excited about this South Park Mall. And so I remember we left Kent. We jumped on the turnpike. We were one of the first shoppers when South Park Mall first opened up.
Oh, like you made a special trip for this.
We were there for like 6 hours. I'm pretty sure she went into every store.
Oh, wow. She did better than me then, because I didn't make it into even more than 5 stores, and I was there for that long, so.
What were you shopping? What were your purchases?
I was just trying to buy clothes. So in the past couple of years, I just have been I was working from home previously.
Yeah.
So I have lounge clothes. That's like all that I have. I was like, I don't have anything that I can even like wear out in public. I guess I would in San Diego, because I didn't care if I saw, like, I didn't really know that many people. But now it's like, I could see people from high school. I could, so.
And you don't want to be caught in your pajama pants.
Your loungewear. Yeah, pretty much. Like, I don't mind being caught in it. But I was like, I should maybe have some real clothes just in case.
Well, that's good.
Also to, like, you know, come into work.
I look forward to seeing your outfits over the next few days and weeks.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say, this is new. I got this.
I will. I will let you know every time. Be like, I got this. It was on sale. I'm going to tell you every time it was on sale, too, because that's just a Midwest thing. We love to brag about our good deals.
I kind of dressed up for you this morning.
Did you?
Well, it's the first. Usually I'm wearing some sort of a Cleveland shirt.
I was kind of, I'm not going to lie, I was surprised that you weren't today, especially with the Cavs winning last night.
I thought, I don't know, I just wanted to, and it's not like I'm wearing like a tuxedo or anything, but it's, you know, just a nicer shirt.
Yeah.
I thought there might be pictures.
No,
I don't know.
You look great.
And there have been no pictures this morning. I don't know why I dressed up actually at all. All right. Your chance to see Imagine Dragons in Pittsburgh on the way after 9 this morning.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Jack Harlow, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So Alyssa is a veteran of radio, working in radio since, what, 2015?
Yeah, actually. I started in radio down in, like, Canton area.
Okay.
And then went to San Diego, and now here I am back here.
But she has never worked on a morning show before.
I have never worked on a morning show.
So this is a new experience for her. Coming home is great. The trade-off is you've got to get up really super early in the morning now.
I cannot stress enough that I am not a morning person. So this is a labor of love. I woke up at 3:30.
Did you see the ad when we posted it on the hours?
I did. I'm just a very we'll figure that part out later kind of person, you know?
You can adjust. I was always a night person too.
Really?
And then I became a morning person. It's a lifestyle change for sure. So how did night number one go for you?
It actually went pretty good. I fell asleep around 9:30, which is earlier than I've gone to bed since I was probably a child.
Yeah.
And then I woke up, like I said, at about 3:30, 4 o'clock today. I also was just nervous that I was going to miss my alarm. I had six alarms set in a row. I also had my stepmom come in and wake me up just in case. I had a whole village ready to wake me up. My dad had alarms going off. We were making sure I was not going to miss this.
Did you shower this morning?
No. Can you smell it?
No, it's nothing like that. I'm a big advocate, and I tell this to people that I work with all the time. I like to shower in the morning. Because it's not a cleanliness thing. It's a shock to your system kind of a thing. It's get your nervous system going, let the hot water wash over you, and it kind of wakes you up a little bit.
I'm sure that it does.
Either that or a cold plunge, but I prefer the hot shower over the cold plunge.
I know that it would wake me up more, but then I have to dry my hair, and that's too much for me in the morning. That's way too much.
A lot of maintenance.
Yeah. I'm a night person, so I'm a night shower type of person too.
No, I get that. I mean, I shower in the morning, but then again, I just throw on a shirt and a hat, and here I am at work.
Yeah, you have it easy.
Yeah, there's lots more maintenance involved with you, and I totally get
that.
Yeah. All right.
But we made it. We made it on time.
That's awesome. And she doesn't drink coffee. Alyssa doesn't drink coffee.
I don't.
No caffeine at all. Not even an energy drink.
I do drink caffeine. The problem with energy drinks with being on air, though, I do drink them. Mm-hmm. I can't do it on air. You won't understand a word I say because I'll talk so fast. I'm not
joking.
Get
a little jittery?
Yeah, I get a little I had to go home one time because I had the shakes from caffeine. I had to leave work because I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, that won't work. What, you talking fast and because I talk naturally slow, that would not work.
No.
So.
I talk naturally fast. I've had to slow it down over the years.
All right. Maybe we'll get you an IV drip.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah.
Okay. In two songs, we'll do Sam Hunt, then we'll do NSYNC, then a chance for you to win Imagine Dragons tickets for Pittsburgh. Coming up, it's Q104.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.